can bring up anything you want, toll-free at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we share with you on the site. Again, that's freetalklive.com. You get to control the content. Submit what you like. Submit links to maybe a YouTube video or a blog post or a news item, and then it can be voted on. Vote them up if you like it, and vote down if you don't. You can do that all over at freetalklive.com, and then ultimately we might use some of that stuff that you've submitted on the radio waves. Of course, the best way to get your ideas on the air is to call in toll-free at 855-453. And also Skype us, username lrn.fm. First hour, we talked a lot about tipping. If you want to add to that conversation, you're certainly welcome to do so. But I want to change gears to a special guest. I happened to see an update to her Facebook page last night. She's Toni Bones from Missouri Cop Block. We've had her on in the past to discuss her her used tire garden that she had created in her yard. And the city of, I believe it was Sugar Creek? Toni Bones?
Yes, sir. Sugar Creek.
Sugar Creek's bureaucrats came around and threatened you because you had some discarded tires that you were intending to utilize for a garden. You did utilize them for that garden, but yet they kept coming at you with this this threat. You ended up going to court over it. The court date ended up getting put off until apparently, was it yesterday?
Yes, last night.
So give us the latest. How'd it go? What happened?
It was really one of the stranger, most awesome things I've experienced so far as an activist. When I got there, I noticed that outside the police department, you know, courthouse, was two recycled tires that somebody had cut and painted bright blue and put geraniums and vinca vines and stuff in it. And so outside the police department, there were recycled tires. Being used planters. When it came to court, it was really strange. I mean, it was apparent they didn't know what they were going to do, or, you know, the last couple of times. And I spoke to the prosecutor, and basically during the whole trial, I was not allowed to mention trials or tires at all. Now it had nothing to do with tires. And she proceeded to tell me, oh, no, this violation, you know, no, it was all about, I guess I had had a couple industrial totes, nice ones really, with a rug thrown over them that I had made like a makeshift table to do my container gardening outside, and I'd bring them inside because it was winter. I had to get my plant fixed. But anyway, so I'd have like a makeshift table. So she proceeded to refuse for anybody to even so much as say the word tire.
So just to clarify, they had originally come after you for having tires in your yard. Then they changed the complaint against you to have to do with this makeshift table that you made out of some industrial totes?
Yes, basically. So now, you know, they're like, what tires? What are you talking about? I was
still with us, Toni?
Including the chief of police on, you know, the news and all the interaction with the police officer, like, it was really strange.
So they got a lot of press over this, and now they're trying to play a little game of three card Monty and pretend like, whoa, this was never about tires. Tires? Why would we say anything about tires? Is that the idea?
It was just silly. I mean, of course, I pled not guilty. I said the point isn't the tires. The point is that you're not entitled to my resources. You know, I haven't hurt anybody. I haven't done anything wrong. This is silly. And, you know, they brought the officer, Jerry Garcia, up, who proceeded to lie. They asked questions. I asked him questions. I was not allowed to. She objected to, you know, did you notice anybody, any victims being created by my, you know, I would love the tires, the table making. So, I mean, I at least got to get some good questions in and bring, you know, some awareness to at least the people in the courtroom. When we got there, so
curious, Toni, who was it that told you you couldn't talk about tires? Was it the judge or the prosecutor?
The prosecutor.
Well, I wouldn't have cared what the prosecutor said. The prosecutor can go pound sand if they want to. The judge is the person who is the only one who can really threaten you over that. Now, maybe the judge would have ended up threatening you had you mentioned the word tires, but ultimately a prosecutor is, and I'm no lawyer, but as I understand it, that prosecutor can't make any threats on behalf of the judge. I wonder what would have happened if you had brought up the word tires.
Oh, I did. I mean, you know, they're like, you know, sustained, you know, their legal jargon. It was just,
objection.
It was all around weird.
Yeah.
They brought in a whole new judge. They put me at the end of the docket and brought in a whole new judge for the trial of the six cycle table. I don't know.
Was it another evening trial? The last time you were there was in the evening.
Yeah, so it was an evening trial. But I made it clear that, you know, it's like you can find me guilty of, you know, any of this, and I understand. Like, you're probably going to find me guilty. Like, there's no pictures. This isn't what happened. I have all the video. It's like, the point is that this is ridiculous. Long story short, I'm not going to pay the court fines and any of that. They found me guilty, and I offered to do cage time or community service. Community service was granted 10 hours.
Okay.
So I'm going to do that. I offered to do more just because I would do that anyways, but I don't need, like, a threat over my head to, you know, put forth effort into my community. But
what kind of community service are you expecting that you'll perform?
That's what's most interesting. I inquired, actually, about the tires and who had put out the tires, and it turns out the person behind the tires outside the police department is the chief of police, Herb Soul, who was also, you know, on CNN and everything during my news little piece. So I thought that was really cool. He came out and reached out to me about, you know, maybe doing my community service, working on the city park and some other things, and, like, you know, helping with that and design that. So it looks like I'm going to be working on the War Memorial and another park by the new school garden, basically.
So ultimately, they came after you initially for having tires in the yard that you had intended to turn into gardens, basically. You did that.
Yes.
They changed at the last moment the charge to have nothing to do with the tires and instead have to do with having some sort of totes on the property. So,
not to mention, when she showed up at court, there were tires with, decorative tires in the court lawn.
So this is very strange. Now, what was the level of support this time? Because I remember last time you had a good amount of support in the community. There was a lot of news that was kind of buzzing around you. You had local interviews and news, you know, makers, kind of television stations and radio stations having you on as a guest to talk about your story, and that kind of stirred up a lot of support at your last hearing. How was your support level this time around, and did you have any of the same level of media to back it up?
I spoke to someone briefly from, like, the mainstream media. They didn't come out to this one, but it really felt about the same.
That's good.
Only, I mean, there was more of, like, the community that was there. I mean, they knew who I was, but then some of the local press, which I would rather work with, you know, liberty-oriented, like Free Press, you know, or the local newspapers and stuff anyways. So the Sugar Creek Herald was there, and a local cop blocker, Michael Mickelson, made it. And, of course, you know, my co-founder. And
well, that's great. I'm glad that people were not deterred by the delaying tactic of the court, because that's one of the common things we've seen happen yesterday or a couple days ago in Concord, where they had this big Bearcat hearing and hundreds of people came out to oppose this militaristic tank. And then, of course, the city council, oh, well, we're going to table the discussion until a later date. We'll vote on this.
Everybody go home, and if you really, really, really care, then you'll come back the next time.
Yeah, so good. I'm glad people did kind of follow through and continue on with this. That's great.
Be sure to participate in your local government, citizen. Otherwise, we don't know what you want.
Well, ultimately, you didn't win this, unfortunately. You do have the 10 hours of community service to go and do, and of course, all that
life could be worse,
backed by a gun. But ultimately, you didn't back down, and that was, I think, the most important part of this. You've got children. You did not want to back down and, you know, teach your kids the wrong lesson, right, Tony?
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the cool things, I mean, with our differences, obviously, in morality and opinion, seeing the police chief step up and, like, do that, and I don't know, it was just a neat gesture. I think that was pretty cool, and the ideas and stuff that people have gotten from all this is definitely impossible to measure, but absolutely, I'm excited to have it over with. So while I didn't, you know, win necessarily, I think I won in a lot more ways.
Absolutely. Tony Bones, thanks for coming on tonight from Missouri Cop Block. We hope to see you up in here in New Hampshire sooner rather than later, and I appreciate it. Glad that you didn't end up in a cage over this.
Very soon, actually. See you soon.
Right on. Thanks for the call tonight. 855-453. That's the toll-free number. You can tell your story about standing up for your rights, because when you stand up for your rights, you're also standing up concomitantly for the rights of others. More people should do that stuff. Say not guilty. Don't take the plea. Take it to trial. Even if you end up losing, you still have made them spend their time and money and effort. We're coming up.
Business owners, listen up.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live. Take control toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Archives, we've got them. You can go click and download as many episodes as you would like right there. Last 7 days' worth are on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. You click into the archive section and go back all the way to 2006. You can just click and get as many as you want. They're all totally free. So once again, freetalklive.com. Now, maybe you've got a website and it's getting a little old, getting a little dated. You're not a graphics design professional. I know I'm not. And you want something new, something 2013, something now. You don't want to look like you're stuck in 2006. Well, Squarespace.com has some amazing looking themes that you can literally plug and play. Even if you've already got a website, like for instance a WordPress site, you can export your existing WordPress site and import the entire thing into Squarespace. And you can Squarespace-ize it and make it look really fantastic. Squarespace.com, not only do they look great with all kinds of types, you know, I guess, what's the word for this? Themes? I guess themes that focus on blog or e-commerce or portfolio kind of sites, of different types of categories of themes, different themes within those categories. There are plenty from which to choose at Squarespace.com. And, of course, the actual editing portion of doing the work of creating a website, maybe you need to do it from scratch, of course, Squarespace is great at helping you do that, too. Squarespace.com allows you to just drag and drop content right from your desktop, rearrange the elements of content within a page easily, get stuck, confused. They've got 24/7 support, and when you're ready to sign up or when you want to go and give it a shot for free, all you need is an email address for the free trial. And that pretty much gives you access to the whole thing. Then when you're ready to make it real and you're ready to sign up for their service, it's $8 a month. And you can save even more by using the Free Talk Live discount code, which is FTL and the number 8. That's FTL, numeral 8, for 10% off the already incredibly affordable prices over at Squarespace.com. Go get your free trial right now. No credit card necessary. Again, Squarespace.com. So 855-450-FREE is the number. I said there was news about the NSA, and the Guardian has it. This actually isn't Glenn Greenwald who's writing this piece. It's James Ball and Spencer Ackerman, although Glenn Greenwald has said that he intends to release even more over time of this, these revelations about the NSA. He says that the worst is yet to come. So all of the spying and all of the...
Can you imagine? The worst. Yeah. Is yet to come as far as news stories from the NSA. These people have, I mean, they're under their desks because every time they make a claim, or at least, you know, they made a claim about, well, all of Americans aren't having their stuff looked at. And then the next day, the X-key score information comes out that says, oh, yeah, potentially anybody there at the NSA could just look at you real time on the Internet.
Yeah, anything, as long as they have your IP address or your email address, they can keep an eye on you. And they can watch and, yeah, and observe everything you do.
Now, I don't think that they are largely watching the average individual. I don't think
they don't have the manpower for that.
They just can't do it. But if you, for whatever reason, if for whatever reason the evil eye of the state falls upon you, it could be really bad. And I think the worst part of this, and it just doesn't get talked about in the mainstream news, I've said it many times here, is this: that's not the secrets that you and I have, because our secrets are petty. It's the secrets that the movers and the shakers, the politicians, the judges, the business moguls, it's the secrets they have that matter. And those secrets are worth something. And those secrets can change the world. If you've got 50 politicians in your back pocket because you know who their mistresses are, you know where their offshore accounts are, you know who hasn't paid their taxes or who cheated whom or who did insider trading, if you know that information, you control the world.
The NSA has a secret back door, according to The Guardian, into vast databases under a legal authority enabling it to search for U.S. citizens' email and phone calls without a warrant, according to a top-secret document passed to The Guardian by Edward Snowden. The previously undisclosed rule change allows NSA operatives to hunt for individual Americans' communications using their name or other identifying information. Senator Ron Wyden told The Guardian that the law provides the NSA with a loophole, potentially allowing warrantless searches for the phone calls or emails of law-abiding Americans. The authority, improved in 2011, appears to contrast with repeated assurances from Barack Obama and senior intelligence officials to both Congress and the American public that the privacy of U.S. citizens is protected from the NSA's dragnet surveillance programs. So, after the revelations, the initial revelations about the NSA, the government guys, including Barack Obama here, or, you know, they're saying, whoa, yeah, okay, yeah, they're spying on people, but not you. It's not you.
We'll make some changes, even though we don't need to make any changes. Everything's fine, but we'll make some changes. I mean, it's a really kind of a funny stance Obama had to take.
So, if you're a U.S. citizen, of course you're protected.
Protected from what?
But they're saying here that that's all a bunch of nonsense.
Of course it is.
The intelligence data is being gathered under Section 702 of the FISA Amendments Act, which gives the NSA authority to target without warrant the communications of foreign targets who must be non-U.S. citizens and outside of the U.S. at the point of collection. The communications of Americans in direct contact with foreign targets can also be collected without a warrant, and the intelligence agencies acknowledge that purely domestic communications can also be inadvertently swept into its databases. That process is known as incidental collection in surveillance parlance. But this is the first evidence the NSA has permission to search those databases for specific U.S. individuals' communications. A secret glossary document provided to operatives in the NSA's Special Source Operations Division, which runs the PRISM program and large-scale cable intercepts through corporate partnerships with technology companies, details an update to the minimization procedures that govern how the agency must handle the communications of U.S. persons. That group is defined as both American citizens and foreigners located in the U.S. It goes on to, this is an actual quote from their Office of the Director of National Intelligence. While the FAA 702 minimization procedures approved in 2011 now allow for the use of certain U.S. person names and identifiers as query terms when reviewing said data, the glossary states that analysts may not implement any U.S. person's queries until an effective oversight process has been developed by NSA and agreed to by the Office of Director of National Intelligence.
You know, I'm sorry, color me cynical, but the idea that they're going to tell a bunch of spies that they're not allowed to. Oh, I'm sorry, you're not allowed to, comma delineated search this. That's just ridiculous. Really, if these people feel like they need to search for whatever reason for something, they're going to do it. There's stories all across the country of the police using their their computer system to search for people, like ex-girlfriends.
X-score?
Yeah, their ex-girlfriends and things like that. You know, the fact is they want to, if they want to look for you, they're going to look for you.
Wyden, an Oregon Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee, has obliquely warned for months that the NSA's retention of Americans' communications incidentally collected and its ability to search through it has been far more extensive than intelligence officials have stated publicly. Speaking this week, he told The Guardian it amounts to a backdoor search through Americans' communications data. We'll continue here in moments. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But the lesson that you can take away from this, in case you didn't already know, is you don't believe the government people when they tell you things. They're lying to you. If they get caught red-handed doing something, as they've done here, they'll try to pretend like it's not true, and they're lying to you again.
That's what we said.
There's more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, toll-free number here for you is 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. We've got a bulletin board system which allows you to get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. It's free, of course. bbs.freetalklive.com is how you can access that. Once again, bbs.freetalklive.com. We have, of course, a big affinity with a group known as the Free State Project here on Free Talk Live. Mark and myself are both participants in said Free State Project. And as the Free State Project continues to become more successful, inevitably people are going to target it for a variety of things, even within the movement. We've seen people attack the Free State Project based on some of the decisions of the board members that the Free State Project has made.
I gotta say, as a Free State Project participant, my least favorite part of the Free State Project is some of the decisions that the board has made in the past. I'm no fan.
We've critiqued them on the air before.
What I am a fan of is the idea of 20,000 liberty-loving individuals moving to one state and becoming active in whatever way they're going to become active. Many projects, and I've got a list. It's called The Move Here Project
on Facebook.
And you just look for The Move Here Project, and you'll probably find it. I think I've got quotations around Move Here.
You've done a very diligent job in kind of
trying to catalog these. One of the reasons is I want to know where the best one is. I want to know where I'm going to get the most liberty. Frankly, I think that these projects like Blue Seed or Seasteading, that those have a lot of promise. Now, not one of them exists today. You can't go live on a freedom boat today, but you can move to New Hampshire and live in the free estate and hang out with a bunch of liberty-oriented folks. Is it all peaches and, you know, flowing honey? No, of course not.
People have a lot of problems.
But it really did give me hope. I became very frustrated and cynical and, you know, borderline, you know, like I had psychotic thoughts at times when it came to the government and, you know, the way they treated people when I lived down in Florida. That's the God's honest truth. It's really frustrating when you have no hope. When you live around a bunch of liberty-oriented folks who tend to agree with you and you see forward progress, however limited that forward progress might be, it will change. It changed my opinion, and it may change yours.
Yeah, it certainly did for me as well. I love being in a place where literally I can be around liberty-oriented people at all times. There are that many of them here in New Hampshire. And do I think it's a bad thing for people to move to Austin or Asheville or Detroit or wherever else, you know, Wyoming, wherever else some of the Free State Project-like groups are, these move-here projects? No, I think it's probably a good thing to move anywhere where you perceive there's a concentration of liberty-oriented people, if for no other reason than you'll have people who you can appreciate certain ideas with and you can commiserate with. But to think that you know, any of these other projects is going to have the level of impact that the Free State Project is having, I think is a real dream.
It's a challenge. It's going to be going to be a big challenge for those projects. And if you have a project, I would recommend the Free State Project for that as a sub project. Look, if you want to start your own peaceful parenting enclave, please come up to New Hampshire. We're really into a lot
Lots of
those
people
ideas.
Are into that here,
if you want to start your own agorist farming community, come to New Hampshire where we have more people that buy from local farmers. Take a look. Yeah, there's places with better soil than New Hampshire. That's the God's honest truth. But they don't patronize their local farmers there. So you need to just take a kind of, you know, take a second look. New Hampshire may not be perfect, but it's a lot better than it's a lot better than a lot of these other places.
Yeah, well, many of these other projects come and they go, and that's one of the concerns I have, is that people are going to put a bunch of time and effort into one of these other projects, and then, oh, well, nobody else is moving. 10 years later, nothing's really happened.
It's happened.
It has happened. Like some of the folks over in Wyoming have had that experience.
Wyoming.
So the so-called Free State Wyoming. As I understand it, their forums offline or something like that now. So, you know, there's
nearly defunct.
Free State Europe never went anywhere. I mean, there's all kinds of these things that have come and they've gone. And I hope not many people move for them. I really do, because it's an expensive, time-consuming, frustrating process to move somewhere. So if you're going to
really
move
expensive.
For liberty, if you're going to move for liberty, and by the way, the amount of people that's willing to do this is very, very small. And I appreciate that there's some optimism. Like, I appreciate optimism. I really do. But I also think you have to be realistic. And there are people out there who are of this viewpoint that, oh, the liberty movement is growing by leaps and bounds. There's so many people out there that love liberty now, thanks to Ron Paul, and, you know, point to all these things that do show that, yes, right. More people are into the ideas of liberty today.
Let's create a liberty enclave in every single state. What could go wrong?
Well, the problem is there aren't that many of them. Okay, sure, liberty is more accepted these days than it's ever been. I'll give you that. But how many of the people who believe in the ideas are willing to actually do something for those ideas? Not very many. In any given city, you go to a Libertarian Party meeting. Go to a Ron Paul meetup and see how many people are there. I've had people tell me in major metros that no more than 15 or 20 people will come out to, you know, a monthly gathering. That's in a, you know, a metro with 2 million people living
right.
in it. So we had that many people coming out to a weekly gathering here in Keene, New Hampshire, with a population of 25,000. And we're barely getting started here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. So I think that it's unrealistic that the people who support all of these other projects, it'd be one thing if there was one alternative to the Free State Project, but there's like 10 of them now. And so, you know, if there were one alternative, then maybe they both have a chance. But with 10 of them out there vying for this relatively small pool of people, because remember, the people you're vying for aren't just people into liberty. No, no. They're people who are into liberty and are into liberty enough to do something and are into liberty enough to do something and move their lives to a whole new location. You're talking about whittling down and whittling down and whittling down to a group, you know, a subgroup within a small group. The liberty community is still relatively small compared to the people that believe in statism, compared to the people that believe in the idea of the state. So it's a relatively small group, even with all the help of Ron Paul and all the wonderful libertarian thinkers who've gone out there and the people that have gone on the radio waves and John Stossel and Penn and Teller and Free Talk Live and all of that. It's still a relatively small group of people, and of that group of people, probably only 20% are the ones that actually do anything, and of that 20%, probably a very small percentage are willing to actually move themselves, to pick up their lives, their families, their businesses, and move to a new location.
And
so that's who you're competing against. You're competing against all 10 or however many of these Move Here projects there are for that subgroup of a subgroup.
And
good luck.
And of the people that pick up and move, there, how many of those people are active? You're once again working in the 80-20 rule.
Yeah, that's true.
You are significantly more active as an activist than I am. And I actually suggest that the activism might be counterproductive in some cases. So you've got one of the problems with picking up and moving to one of these things is, you know, not only are do you have to deal with whomever it is that you're sort of standing against, but it's the interactions inside the group, too. I think the single biggest and best reason to move for the Free State Project, and I will say it over, and or any of these other projects, is to have people around you that think like you. And I think that that's hugely valuable. It takes a real load off your soul. But, the Free State Project has had far more success in this short period of time than at this point anything else can point to.
So go to freestateproject.org, check it out, get signed up, and make the move here as so many others are doing, and then you can make a difference instead of treading water. Alex, you're in Tennessee, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, guys. I was just wanted to touch on the whole thing about tipping again.
Sure.
I, like a previous caller, am a pizza delivery driver, and you kind of spoke about some of the kind of confusion that kind of surrounds that as versus tipping in a restaurant.
Yeah.
I think one of the things, we don't, take your order and go work at a table, go take things back and forth, but there's costs involved in that aren't really outlined to a lot of people, I don't believe.
Yeah, I think that's one of the problems with tipping is nobody really understands what the real deal is for these folks that are in the service industry. And if you want to tell us more, you can hang on, Alex. We'll bring you back. Alex Pizza Driver, 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday.
Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-924-6929. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-924-6929. That's 1-800-924-6929.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll free number tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Like the show? Want to help support Free Talk Live? You may shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through the links you'll see. There's Amazon Canada, U.S., Amazon U.K. Click into the right Amazon for you, and it's your usual Amazon shopping experience that you're used to. Same great free Super Saver shipping deals and huge selection and all the categories, the reviews that you're used to reading. And I really love the Amazon reviews. I think it's one of the most helpful things they've got on their site. You get the same great Amazon experience. You just enter through our affiliate links at shop.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live gets a portion of your purchase price. It's that simple. shop.freetalklive.com. Alex is with us. He's a pizza guy in Tennessee. We started the show out tonight talking about tipping in detail and various different aspects of it, and you know, how does it work in certain industries. And you were calling to give us your insight as a pizza guy. Go ahead, Alex.
Yeah, like I was saying earlier, I don't think that the consumer necessarily understands all the costs that come down, not necessarily to the company, but to the individual employee. You've got to realize you're driving, if you have a substantial delivery area, which I have a very large one that covers most of a large county, you're driving probably between 30,000-35,000 miles a year.
Yeah, I think this is a real difficulty when it comes to drivers, because depending on the location, is the amount of driving that's done. In some communities, you're talking about sort of sparse farmlands, and they drive much farther. Others, you're talking about sort of close, cloistered areas, tight downtowns. Here in Keene, you can't get them to deliver 5 miles away from their location. You just can't. They won't go that far. That's too far around here. But when I was in Sarasota, I was driving 10 or 15 miles sometime. That might be an exaggeration. 10 miles to deliver a pizza to somebody.
It sounds a little kind of similar here. I mean, actually, it's kind of a sparse area that I deliver in. I mean, we have a little bit of a more central area, but most of our deliveries are actually further out. But you've got to factor in the fact you've got to have have an oil change every three to four weeks. You have to have brakes twice a year. You have to have tires, pretty often. I think the misconception is that somehow the company provides for that. They do not.
No, they don't. I don't know what they think. I mean, I don't think people really think about it. I know the government on your tax form gives you 33 cents a mile. And then, I guess, if you were going to go with that number, then you'd have to figure that on top of whatever you think that this person's tip should be for their time. That's just for the car.
Well, there's a little bit of a situation that goes on there that has to do with claiming tips that some people... kind of avoid.
Oh, yeah, I understand that, too. I'm not claiming. I was just claiming that perhaps if somebody's figuring out their tip, they might consider using the number 33 cents a mile for adding to the tip.
Generally, most deliveries are a flat rate. I mean, most of the companies do a flat rate per delivery, and they try to peg it to the price of gas, but it's usually, I mean, you got a big delivery area here. You're driving 15 miles round trip. You deliver, you know, you take take one delivery out there. You make, say, $1.30 for it. Gas is $3.50 a gallon. That, I mean, your car gets 30 miles per gallon. Two deliveries will not pay for a gallon of gas like that. And there's another element I wanted to talk about other than sort of kind of the hidden cost kind of thing is, a lot of the major companies have kind of subtly undermined their own employees to pass the cost on to them. And
what a surprise.
Onto the employees instead of the consumer, actually. I think about a year before I started delivering, most of the big companies started instituting a delivery fee. And they call it a delivery fee. It is not a delivery fee.
Who gets the delivery fee?
The store.
Wow.
The store gets a delivery fee. Actually, our company is recent, and one of the other major ones has recently started putting small little in the margins kind of notes on our boxes and on credit card receipts to be signed. So the delivery fee does not constitute a tip to the driver.
So people don't know that, right? They're going to presume.
What's the fee for? What's the fee for? It's a pizza.
Okay, I will tell you exactly what the fee is for. The fee is to prevent them from having to raise their prices.
I see.
It's basically
the same box that's going in if you're picking it up or they're delivering it, right?
Yep.
I mean, there's no extra costs.
They count on the fact that they're going to have far more deliveries than they are going to have to do. Than they are going to have pickup orders, so they just offset it.
Let me ask you this. So I had a guy deliver me a pizza. He drove up in like a Ford 350 diesel and, sitting outside with a low diesel rattle. And I'm like, what in the hell? I mean, the perfect delivery car is a, 1993 Honda Accord with 200,000 miles on it, right? It gets reasonably good gas mileage and you don't have to pay that much for the vehicle. Should I feel obligated to pay the guy to tip the guy more if he happened to bring a big old
car?
If he drove a semi to my house?
Here's what I would say about that. Personally, I think anybody who does that is an idiot. But that's on them. I mean, I drive a Nissan Altima. I mean, it's pretty. It's not far off from the Honda Civic you're talking about. And that's pretty much the standard, I think, in the industry is what most people have. But some people, it's a second job. Some people, they're desperate and they can't get any other kind of work. And they just, I don't know why they have these masses. We've had a lot of people like that. And
what's the best company you've ever worked for as a pizza driver?
I've only worked for one, but I've worked for them for 6 years.
So what is the formula? What should somebody tip for a pizza?
I would say anything under $20, at least $2 as a tip. Above that, I would probably start going 20%. And like Mark said earlier, maybe I'm not the best person to ask because I'm too close to it, perhaps. But
it was a totally different answer than the last pizza guy.
$2 or $3 sounds fair to me. The other guy said, $3 to $4.
Right. If I got a $15 pizza order, I'm probably going to tip $3. I'm probably going to do 20% on that. But thank you, by the way, Alex, for your call and the thoughts tonight. I do appreciate the expertise at 855-450-FREE.
I was wrong. Some old number I gave you, 33 cents a mile. It's 0.5 cents per mile as far as
some sort of federal tax credit
business,
or whatever?
Yeah, it's a mileage rate deduction for the business mileage. It's 23 cents for moving, 23 cents for medical.
When was the last time you were a pizza guy?
I didn't write that off. I don't even know what I did as far as my taxes when I handed them over to somebody to do when I was a pizza guy. It's been more than a decade.
So it might have been 33 cents back then, and it's 50-something cents
now. I have
now.
No idea. I just happen to know what that number was.
Right.
I didn't use it on my tax form.
So you may take control of the airwaves here. Maybe you want to explain to us the art of tipping or share your thoughts on that subject. You're certainly welcome to do that. Also, still to come here, Dread Pirate Roberts. Perhaps a name you've never heard of before, but he is, or she, an interesting character. And apparently, not the first. It's one of the revelations in this Forbes piece that's coming out in their print edition, but it's already available on their website in the September issue, about the founder, the creator, the man behind the Silk Road. And we've talked about the Silk Road in the past on Free Talk Live. It is the original drug marketplace, the anonymous, it's kind of the eBay of drugs, although I guess that's not really the
eBay
right.
Of drugs.
It's not really right to call it eBay because there's no bidding necessarily. You're not in an auction with anybody else. But it would be like an eBay with All Buy It Nows, I guess, for drugs, because they have a reputation system in this anonymous drug marketplace that you can access through Tor, which is an anonymizing service for the Internet.
I think it's important to point out that it's a bunch of different people selling and that they each have reputation ratings.
Yeah, however, Dread Pirate Roberts may have never sold a drug ever on his own website.
Right.
He's created and operates this marketplace that allows you to go and buy or sell virtually anything. There are a few things that are not allowed on the Silk Road. Child pornography is one of them. Weapons are another one. But fake IDs, drugs, you'll find both of those things there. And other things. Other interesting information and products you can't buy at Amazon. So we'll tell you more about the founder, the guy behind the Silk Road. And turns out, he's not the original. Not the original Dread Pirate Roberts. There was an original. This one's the second one. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
You hear that, rattle kid? It's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.